claims to space with our swords. Do you know about the Black Company? Do you know our recent history? Rather than await an answer, I sketched our immediate past. Kidam was one of those rare people who listened with every ounce of his being. I finished. The old man said, "Time has, perhaps, made of you shadows of the soldiers of darkness. You have been gone so long and have journeyed so far that you have strayed from your way completely. Nor are the followers of the warrior Prince Mogaba hewing any nearer the true path." I did not hide my thoughts well. Kidam and his woman found me amusing again. "But I am not one of you, Standard Bearer. My knowledge has drifted far from the truth as well. Perhaps there is no real truth today because there is no one who knows it anymore." I didn't have a clue what the hell he was talking about. "You have wandered long and far, Standard Bearer. But you may yet come home again." His expression darkened momentarily. "Though you wish that you had not." "Where is your standard, Standard Bearer?" "I don't know. It vanished during the big battle on the plain outside. I jammed its button to the earth when I decided to put on my captain's armor in order to pretend that he had not fallen, so the troops would rally, but..." The old man raised a hand. "I think it may be very close tonight." I hate this obscurity crap old people and wizards like to perpetrate. I'm convinced that they do it only because it gives them a feeling of power. Screw the missing standard. It was not germane, now, tonight. I said, "The Nar chieftain wants to be captain of the Black Company. He does not approve of the ways of those of us from the far north." I paused, but the old man had dried up. He waited. I said, "Mogaba is flawless as a warrior, but he has shortcomings in some areas of leadership." Kidam then proved to be less than the totally inscrutable and eternally patient old-timer you are led to expect in these situations. "You came to warn me that he has chosen to lessen his problems by letting southerners do his knife work, Standard Bearer?" "Huh?" "One of my grandsons was in a position to overhear while Mogaba debated tonight's actions with his lieutenants Ochiba, Sindawe, Ranjal Pirindi, and Chalgandagan. Because Taglian conspirators were present, the Na failed to squabble in their native tongue, though Mogaba showed limited facility with the Taglian." "Excuse me, sir?" "What your honor compels you to report to me, although you only harbor suspicions now, is far worse than you fear. Overruling strong objections by his Na lieutenants, Mogaba set forth a plan for tonight, which will allow southerners who